today we're going to learn Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding up the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah. It's talking about a wall that is in a Jewish home, but it's adjacent to Beis Avodah Zarah. So what do you do if that wall falls down? Misha Yekasel Samach Avodah Chavim. A Jew has a house that's built right next to an Avodah Zarah, and the wall of his house is also a wall for the Avodah Zarah. So if that wall falls down, asul v'nosul, you're not allowed to rebuild it because you're rebuilding a wall for the Avodah Zarah. So Kate said, Yasa, what are you supposed to do? Konis b'toch shalo arba amos ubona. You have to move 4 amos into your property and build the wall there so that it's only your wall and it's not the Avodah Zarah's wall. Hayishalo v'shal avodah chavim. Let's say the thickness of the wall was on land that was half his and half shel Avodah Zarah. Nidon mechza al mechza. So half of the place of the thickness of that wall belongs to the Avodah Zarah, half of it belongs to the Jew. So when you rebuild a new wall on it, you have to be marchik arba amos. From where? From wherever the halfway point of that wall was, because that's where the Rishos of the Avodah Zarah ends. And what do you do with the broken pieces of the old wall? Avanav, Eitzov v'afaro, mitamin kasheret. It's mitame midrabanan, like a sheret. Shenemar, shaketz tishaktsenu. Because the Torah says, shaketz tishaktsenu, that just like a sheret, is mitame adam v'kelim that touch it, with tumas erev, at least tumah for that day, and it's not mitame b'masa, like a regular avodah zarah. So too, this is mitame, this wall is mitame, like a sheret. Rabbi Kivomer, kanida. No, this is mitame even more, like a nida. Shenemar, tizram kimo dovet. Say tomar lo, that it's like a dove, which is a flow of a nida. Ma nida metame b'masa, afavodzchav metame b'masa. That just like a nida is metame b'masa, the avodzor is metame b'masa, not just with maga. So, frekli gemara, wait a second. How can you rebuild the wall 4 amos in, v'kamar v'chavodzchav? Aren't you thereby donating 4 amos of space to the tenants on the other side of the wall, namely the avodzara? So, I'm Rebbe Chanin Misur. No, you turn those 4 amos into a Beis Akisei. Of a Beit Tznusa, how can you make a Beis Akisei? It's wide open to the Avodah Zarah, doesn't require Tznus. Davle Beis Akisei Delayla. You use it as a Beis Akisei that you only use at night. But isn't the definition of Tznus that even when no one's looking and it's dark and no one could see, you still act with the same Tznus that you would act with in broad daylight? And even though the Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Samach Beis explains that doesn't mean that you have to go as far away from the yeshuv at night as you would by day. It just means that you should act in a tznius fashion, miut tznius by the method, but at the end of the day, you still have to act with tznius. So you have to go to a place where people can't see you during the day. So da'avad le'litinokos. So the Gemara answers that you make it a place where little kids go to the bathroom. Inami, de'godrele behizmi vihigni. You fill that space with a bunch of thorns and thistles and things like that have no actual value. So main point over here, if a wall between a Jewish home and an Avodah Zarah falls down, you're machnes dal ramos, you go 4 amos from the midpoint of that wall to rebuild, and you fill that 4 amos of space with something that will not be useful to the Avodah Zarah. Okay, new Mishnah. The next 3 Mishnahs talk about 3 different types of houses, 3 different types of stones, 3 different types of trees that are asur ba'anah because they're designated for Avodah Zarah, but have different dinim when they'll be mutar bana. So shlosh batimim, there are 3 dinim about houses that are designated for Avodah Zarah as far as losing their status as Avodah Zarah. Bayish abno mitchil avodah chavim. If you have a house that was built initially for the sake of Avodah Zarah, hareza aser. That is aser bana, it's Avodah Zarah. If it belongs to a guy, he could be mevatel the shame of Avodah Zarah from it by destroying it. And if it belongs to a Jew, there's no way to be mevatel it. And the stones of that house are going to be asur b'anah forever. a second din. You have a house that's built not for the sake of Avodah Zarah, but for normal people to live there. And the owner of the house designates it for Avodah Zarah. Siyado v'chayado l'Avodah Zarah. Even if he makes improvements on the house for the sake of Avodah Zarah, v'chidesh, or he's mechadesh, new things in the building, does construction on it, the l'shem Avodah Zarah, if he still hasn't worshipped the house, the siyud and the kiyur become asur b'hanah, but he's not allowed to live in that house until he, and he's therefore not allowed to live in the house until he removes those improvements. So if the house belongs to a Jew, since there's no bitul to Avodah Zarah, no tal mashachidesh. The only option is to remove whatever he was mechadesh in the house. Then a third din. You have a house that was built not for Avodah Zarah, it was built for regular people. Hichnis letoch Avodah Zarah. You didn't make improvements to the house. You brought an Avodah Zarah into the house, vahutziah, and then you took the Avodah Zarah out, hareza mutter. Then it becomes totally mutter. Omarav, hamishtach v'labayis asaro. A person who bows to in a house, asr zibana like an Avodah Zarah. Alma kasar v'talosh v'psof chibro, ketalosh dami. Apparently we're assuming that the building materials, since they were once not attached to the ground, and only later became attached to the ground, they have a din of talosh, and they can actually become asr b'ana. V'ha'anan b'na'otnan. But our Mishnah says that if you build a house, Avodah Zarah, it becomes asr. Sounds like it's only if you build it l'shem Avodah Zarah, that being mishtach v'tid is not going to make it asr. No, what our Mishnah is telling us is that if you build it, even if you were never, for the sake of an Avodah Zarah, even if you were never Mishtachva to it, or if you're Mishtachva to it, even if it wasn't built the Shem of Avodah Zarah, either one would be enough to Asr it. Well, then why does the Mishnah only list three categories of Batim? It should list four categories of Batim, because we should have a case of Mishtachva Labayas. So, Kivin de Le'inyan, Bitul Tanan, Banu Mishtachva Chad. No, because the category of that which is built for Avodah Zarah and that which you are mishtachve to are both the same category because they have the same dinim. So main point over here, there are three levels of houses as far as Avodah Zarah. Level one, a house that's built for Avodah Zarah or is worshipped as Avodah Zarah, which is going to be Asr Banah. Level two, a house that you are that is renovated for Avodah Zarah, where the renovations must be removed if it belongs to a Jew. And number three, a house that housed in Avodah Zarah, where all you need to do is remove the Avodah Zarah. Next, Mishnah tells us, Shalosh Avanim Hein. There are three types of stones that are designated for Avodah Zarah. Even Shechatzava Mitchila Labimus, an even that you initially, they hewed out the stone from the mountain in order for it to be used for a place, a platform upon which to put an Avodah Zarah. And the even becomes worshipped as well, like the Avodah Zarah. Harezu Asura, that's going to be Asur Ba'anah, even if you didn't actually put the statue on it. So if it belongs to a guy, the guy could be Mvatal, but if it belongs to a Jew, it's done. Nothing you could do with it. Saida Kaida L'Shem Avodah Zarah, but if the stone was initially cut out of the mountain stem, but then later you made improvements to it, L'Shem Avodah Zarah, no Tomash Siyav V'Kiyedu Mutaris. You have to take off those improvements and it's going to be Mutar. Hemer Alei Avodah Zarah, if there were no improvements made to it, you just sat in Avodah Zarah on top of it, so Silka Hareza Mutaris. As long as you remove the Avodah Zarah, Mutter, an exact parallel to the three categories of Batim that we had in the previous Mishnah. That second case is only if the improvements are made on the Evan itself, but if you made the improvements on the surface of the Evan, but not like in the, you didn't like chisel out part of the Evan or anything like that, then the Evan is not going to become Aser. But I thought this is an exact parallel to the previous Mishnah about a bayis. Obayis lav begufehu, and the improvements you make on a house are not in the existing house. Umitzar, and yet it's still aser. So says Gemara, bayis nami ikabeni orbi. In the house also, we're talking about that the improvements are made in the existing stones with the gufa shel bayis, and that's why it becomes aser. But in a chinami, if you build onto the outside of the house, you would just the house would not become aser. Milo askinan. So I asked the Gemara, wait, by the house, aren't we talking about a case the shia v'hadar shiayi, that you smoothed out the cement or the tar in a way that there doesn't leave any space between the stones, and then you were mitzayir at l'shem of Avodah Zarah. So if that's not called the goof of the house, we should say that that shouldn't be called the goof of the house, and the house should not become asr. When Rabbi Ami said his thing, that was only about being mevatel the shem of avodah zarah. That even though the improvements you made were in the stone itself, if you're able to remove whatever you're mechadesh in it, that's good enough. Because we might have assumed that since you're affecting the actual makeup of the stone, that's the same as cutting the stone off the mountain for the sake of avodah zarah, where there's no way to fix it afterwards. Vitzitzar kula, the whole thing should remain also permanently kamash milan. Therefore, he's telling me that no, that even though the additions that you're making are in the goof of the stone, as long as you take away those additions, it's going to be mutter. So, main point number three, that there are three levels of stones. A stone that's cut out of a mountain, l'shem avodah zarah, is also forever. A stone that you decorate even in the gufa shaleven, even in the gufa shaleven, l'shem avodah Zara, you just have to remove the improvements that you made, and a stone upon which you rest in Avodah Zara, all you need to do is take off, just remove that Avodah Zara itself. Okay, that is Mem Zayin Mem Beis. Next time we'll pick up with Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph.